United Nations in New York, the word in review. This is Don Bob reporting. In the news this week, Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali outlines plans for dealing with the United Nations financial situation. The Bosnian Serbs release another group of UN peacekeepers they've been holding hostage. The Secretary General recommends an increase in the strength of the three peacekeeping missions in the former Yugoslavia. The Secretary General says it's no longer possible to complete the redeployment of the UN Confidence Restoration Operation in Croatia by the end of June. The Secretary General welcomes the decision of Portugal to increase its contributions to peacekeeping operations. The Secretary General recommends an extension of the mandate of the UN Observer Mission in Liberia. The Secretary General also recommends an extension of the mandate of the UN Mission of Observers in Tajikistan for another 6 months. These are the stories in this week's World in Review. Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali has made a proposal to the group of seven industrialized nations, the G7 summit in Halifax, Nova Scotia, a proposal which he hopes will help to deal with the financial situation of the United Nations. UN spokesman Joe Sills explains.
He proposes an arrangement for the issuance of bonds by member states who are in arrears to be exchanged and accepted by other member states in settlement of amounts owed to them by the UN for troops and equipment obligations, which currently total around $800 million.
Spokesman Joe Sills says the letter was sent in English to the heads of state of the United Kingdom, Japan, Germany, the United States, Canada, and Italy, and in French to France and the European community.
The letter briefly informs them of the UN situation at present, and the Secretary General says he warmly welcomes the intention of the summit to consider at Halifax the role of the Bretton Woods Institution in conjunction with the UN system as a whole. He then turns to the main subject of the letter, which is the financial pressures on the United Nations, and he indicates that the need of the UN for reliable financial resources is serious at present and almost certain to become worse in the months ahead.
The Bosnian Serbs have released a further 26 peacekeepers they've been holding hostage. A UN spokesman says another 26 peacekeepers are currently being held hostage, 15 of them military observers from 12 different countries. At a press conference in Pali, Bosnian Serb leader Dr. Radovan Karadzic said 14 peacekeepers were still being held for technical reasons and would be released soon. We have a report from David Balam in Zagreb.
Dr. Karadzic has reported to us here he considers the hostage crisis closed in hopes it never happens again. However, he also appeared on international television saying the Bosnian Serbs would use whatever means necessary in the future if they were attacked. The hostages were taken in response to NATO airstrikes against the Bosnian Serb ammunition bunker last month.
Meanwhile, Special Representative Yasushi Akashi has reacted to the release of the 26 peacekeepers. He told reporters in Geneva that he would not be satisfied until the last hostage comes out.
Our position throughout has been that the release of all hostages should be done promptly and unconditionally. There was a request for such assurance, which has not been given. I think they have realized that holding such a large number of hostages coming from many nations serving in the cause of peace is simply counterproductive.
In Sarajevo, there has been a significant lifting of restrictions at the weapons collection points and observation posts, which have been surrounded by Bosnian Serbs blocking peacekeepers inside. Obstacles have been removed, and most of the additional Bosnian Serb troops have departed. Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali has sent a letter to the President of the Security Council concerning the future of the UN Protection Force, UNPROFOR. This follows a meeting here at headquarters in early June of civil and military officials from France, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom, during which they pledged to put two international brigades at the disposal of the United Nations. UN spokesman Joe Sills says the Secretary General in his letter also recommends an increase in the strength of the various missions in the former Yugoslavia, the UN Confidence Restoration Operation in Croatia, UNPRO, the UN Preventive Deployment Force, UNPREDEP, and the UN Protection Force, UNPROFOR, in order to accommodate the additional forces which have been offered. He says the Secretary General is proposing an increase of 12,500 in the authorized troop levels of the three forces.
First of all, this rapid reaction forces should be interpreted as a reinforcement for UNPROFOR. Secondly, they are based and will be deployed on the basis of a peacekeeping operation. There is no change in the basic understanding. The third point is that they will not be part of a peace enforcement operation. The fourth point is that they will become operationally an integral part of UNPROFOR as it exists today and as it functions today. The fifth point is that they will be under the existing United Nations chain of command.
Spokesman Joseph also highlights other points, noting that the reinforcement requires a resolution of the Security Council. Another point he says is that the Rapid Reaction Force is not and cannot be a substitution for the peace process. And a major purpose of this reinforcement is to strengthen UNPROFOR's ability to carry out its humanitarian mandate.
And the tenth point I want to make is that the acceptance of this reinforcement must be based on negotiation among the parties. The political will of the warring parties is required if this is to be successful. And if this reinforcement of UNPROFOR does not produce the desired results, then it's clear that the Security Council will have to consider the withdrawal of UNPROFOR from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
French President Jacques Chirac says the troops of the Rapid Reaction Force are already moving into the former Yugoslavia. He told UN correspondents the decision has already been taken to deploy the troops, and the current reports of mass movements of Bosnian troops will not affect the decision to deploy.
D'information vraiment précise.
Now, as to the troop movements you were mentioning, we have information that is somewhat contradictory. At any rate, an offensive on the part of Bosnian government troops would, in my view, be a very serious mistake and could lead to a very dangerous situation.
Earlier, President Chirac met with Secretary General Boutros-Ghali for a discussion of global matters, including the Middle East, Western Sahara, and the 50th anniversary observances of the United Nations.
Nous avons évoqué les principaux problèmes que vous imaginez, mais
we discussed, of course, the main problems of the day, and more particularly the situation in former Yugoslavia and Bosnia in particular, and also the question of development aid worldwide. And I conveyed to the Secretary General my concern at the fact that we're witnessing a sort of disengagement in that matter on the part of a certain number of great countries.
The President and the Secretary General spent a lot of time discussing the developments in Africa, including the situation in Burundi and Rwanda, and the refugees in Zaire and Tanzania. UN spokesman Joe Sills.
But there was also a good bit of discussion of development in Africa and how the continent seems to be marginalized and the dangers that are posed by cutbacks in official development assistance and funds that are being made available for multilateral development assistance.
Secretary General Boutros-Ghali says the redeployment of the UN Confidence Restoration Operation in Croatia, UNPRO, by the end of June, as required by the Security Council, is no longer possible. In a report to the Council, the Secretary General says the redeployment is now likely to require the major part of the present mandate period, which expires in November. Dawn Johnston-Pitt reports.
The Secretary General says requests by the Croatian government and the Croatian Serbs that UNPRO stay and complete its deployment are positive developments. But he says more than words are required to justify the continuation of this expensive and dangerous mission. Dr. Boutros-Ghali says it is therefore his intention to monitor closely the continuing level of the parties' cooperation with the UNPRO mission, and particularly the extent to which they comply with the ceasefire agreement of March 1994, allow UNPRO full freedom of movement, and make serious efforts to protect its personnel from harassment, intimidation, and armed attack. The Secretary General says UNPRO will coordinate closely with the Croatian government and with the High Commissioner for Human Rights to ensure full respect for the human rights of the Serb minority in Croatia's Sector West, and to report on the extent to which purposeful policies of reconciliation and confidence building are being implemented in the sector. I'm Dawn Johnston-Pitt.
Secretary General Boutros Ghali is pleased that the government of Portugal has responded positively to his initiative, inviting governments to consider increasing their contribution to peacekeeping operations. The UN spokesman Joseph says Portugal is the first member state to agree to this increase.
When the ambassador of Portugal, Ambassador Catarina, met with the Secretary General, he conveyed a letter from the Minister of Foreign Affairs expressing the willingness of the government of Portugal to move its assessment for peacekeeping operations up to the same rate as for the regular budget. The Secretary General has expressed his deep appreciation to Portugal for this, and this is a tangible expression of their commitment to the UN, particularly at a time when the financial situation of the organization is so precarious.
Secretary General Boutros Ghali has recommended that the Security Council extend the mandate of UN Observer Mission in Liberia, UNAMIL, for a period of 3 months until September 30, 1995. And he's expressed the hope that during this period, the parties to the conflict will reach agreement on the outstanding issues and demonstrate the political will necessary to bring the long-standing Liberian crisis to an end. Diane Bailey reports.
The Secretary General identified the issues as the installation and functioning of the Council of State, a comprehensive ceasefire, the disengagement of forces, and an agreed timetable and schedule for the implementation of other aspects of their agreement, in particular the disarmament process. In a report to the Security Council, the Secretary General warns that if the political stalemate continues and the necessary steps are not implemented by the end of the three-month period, UNAMIL would be terminated on 30 September 1995 and converted into a good officers mission. During that period, he says, UNAMIL's military observers would be withdrawn. However, if there is significant progress over the next 3 months, the Secretary General says he would recommend that the Council consider restoring UNAMIL to its full strength. The Secretary General says that after 5 years of civil war, the sustained efforts of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the contribution the United Nations has provided to the peace process, it is regrettable that the Liberian political and factional leaders have still not laid down their arms for the greater good of their country. This is Diane Bailey.
Secretary General Boutros Ghali has recommended that the Security Council extend the mandate of the UN mission of observers in Tajikistan, UNMOT, for another six-month period ending December 16, 1995. He also suggests that the Council approve the stationing of an UNMOT team in northern Afghanistan, subject to the approval of the Afghan authorities. Helen Shafton reports.
In a report to the Security Council, the Secretary General says the situation in Tajikistan and on its border with Afghanistan remain tense, and the deepening economic crisis continues to have a negative impact on attempts to achieve political stability in the country. He suggests, therefore, that no time be lost in advancing the process of national reconciliation in Tajikistan. The Secretary General says the results of the fourth round of inter-Tajik talks last month are a small but positive step towards national reconciliation and the restoration of peace in the country. However, he adds, little progress has been made in addressing the fundamental political results during the past 14 months since the first round of inter-Tajik talks in April 1994. I'm Helen Shafton.
That ends this edition of The World in Review. The program was produced by the International Staff of Central News of the UN Media Division. I'm John Bob.